This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, we're in overdrive covering Bilderberg 2014. It is treason.
At least seven convoys of armed Secret Service entering the Westfields Marriott, and internal sources confirmed that both candidates did attend at least one meeting inside the conference. While the Bilderberg Group was 100% successful in 2008 at keeping their name out of the mainstream media, they did not fare as well when it came to the exploding independent press. During the entire two-day event, anti-New World Order protesters and alternative media encircled the hotel.
You are being exposed everywhere, from David Rockefeller, from John Edwards, from Bill Clinton. Your game of secrecy is over!
You're not playing any game. It's a part of the press.
This is Bernanke, man. Bernanke, you're going down!
Obama, we know you're here, Obama. You cleared your schedule for the next 3 days. We know you're in Virginia.
Bilderberg always insists on a media blackout. By June of 2008, we had already figured out that Barack Obama was the elite's puppet of choice. The national media claimed that during the weekend the Bilderberg Group was scheduled to meet, that Obama had speaking engagements set for Chicago and the Midwest. We knew better. In a classic bait and switch, the Obama campaign told the press corps to get on Obama's campaign plane and that Obama would join them on the flight to Chicago. Campaign staff then slammed the door shut. The fawning press had been shanghaied as Obama's campaign aircraft lifted off without Obama.
Robert, why were we not told about this meeting and that the senator wouldn't be on our flight until the doors were shut and we were about to taxi to take off?
Again, we had a desire, Senator Obama had a desire to do some meetings. Others had a desire to meet with him tonight in a private way.
So we kidnapped you.
We set up these meetings. They're being done tonight. Again,
is there more than one meeting? Is there more than one person?
I'm not going to get into all the details of the meetings. I don't know that I've got a ton more different answers for all of your questions.
Obama wasn't going to Chicago. He had a meeting to attend, a secret meeting.
Initially, it was believed that the secret meeting took place at Clinton's Washington, D.C. home. Obama's spokesman denied that, but won't confirm where the former rivals met. He also declined to comment on their topics of discussion.
For a day and a half, the mainstream media engaged in a wild goose chase, trying to find out where Hillary and Obama had gone. Three cover stories later, the corporate press had to admit they had no idea where the two candidates had gone. And to this day, Clinton and Obama aren't talking.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
The Bilderberg Group sits at the top of the world power structure. 125 of the richest and most influential individuals on the globe make up its membership. From Istanbul, Turkey, to Chantilly, Virginia, we have tracked the elusive Bilderberg Group.
Treason! I remember that was in 2000 and it was 2 years ago, so it was like 2012 that happened.
And it was so loud with like 1,000 people chanting treason that my ears were ringing for 2 weeks. But that's real audio, folks, just heard there. A bunch of those clips and stuff coming up tomorrow, too. And live reports from Bilderberg.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There is so much incredible news on this live Tuesday, the 27th day of May 2014. Feels like a Monday with Memorial Day passing, but it's Tuesday. And I'm just going to try as best I can to read headlines right now for everyone out there. Let's just start on the right-hand side and move to the left here. Biggest yet. Greenwald to publish names of Americans whom NSA is spying on. Suspended animation trials to begin on humans from CNET News. Bilderberg agenda revealed, elite desperate to rescue their world government. That's up on Infowars.com with our reporters, Paul Watson and others, who are now on the ground in Copenhagen, Denmark, and will be reporting live throughout the week. Continuing, we'll be breaking all this down today. First Lady set to respond to school meal critics. Why is the First Lady in charge of what our children eat? Why do we even have states or local governments or parents? I mean, there's nothing we won't put up with in this country. Retired officers poised to profit after Pentagon's alarmist climate change report. It turns out that all of the generals and other officers that are in a private consortium paid for with taxpayer money via the Pentagon, putting out what they call absolutely objective, with total objectivity, and they're all political hacks pushing carbon taxes openly and saying why the Pentagon says, why NASA says, we're all dead if we don't pay the world government trillions a year in carbon taxes, and more importantly, surveil every part of the economy. Then we have NBC, Good Morning America clips, you name it, going, they're objective, they're former generals and don't have an axe to grind. They say it's real. Why? They're generals. See, because they know you don't listen to politicians anymore. They know you don't listen to media pundits anymore. You don't trust them. But generals, well, you know they are getting paid to put this bull up. So that's coming up today. Tea Party poised for big wins in Texas. And another sign that the Tea Party is the only opposition to the establishment right now. One percenter wealth of Hillary Clinton complicates image as populist champion. She's worth hundreds of millions of dollars in real money. Nobody knows. She gets $200,000 a speech. That's a delayed payoff. That's how you influence peddle, folks, is you pay people to give speeches years after they've delivered the goods for you. Of course, there's nothing wrong with being wealthy if you didn't steal your money. In the case of Hillary Clinton, though, it does mess up her socialist anti-wealth persona. And the Hill reports Hillary leaves the left cold. They're sick of her and they don't like her. Well, that means they have to be force-fed her. You know, just tell the Democrats, well, people don't like her because she's a woman. Politico has the headline, the wary of Hillary Democrats. Everybody's sick of the establishment. That's what's happening. So that's just some of the news on that front. And again, I'm not even covering these headlines in a list of most important to least important. I've got to get to this. So I'm just at least mentioning the stories. This one has got to be a top story or one of the top stories because it illustrates everything we're talking about. It's in the Daily Mail out of the UK. BBC mauled for ruling girl is an offensive word. Members of Parliament lead growing outcry at political correct censorship. Now, let's stop right there. When you hear that, what have you been conditioned to say in your mind? What are you thinking when I just read that headline that if you use the word girl, you can be arrested? Oh, it's worse than this headline says. You're thinking that's stupid. That's idiotic. That doesn't make any sense. You know, the drug war's failed. Environmentalist wackos are nuts. No, they're not. They rule. The big drug companies like Pfizer and Bayer and others were always the main distributors of opium. And when opium monopolies got broken, they just made it illegal so they could control it. You're saying, what does that have to do with this? The establishment aren't idiots. They're not wackos. It's not that they're weird. They rule the culture. And when people stop laughing at stuff like this, we will have a chance to start turning this society worldwide around. It is 1984, destruction of language, teaching people that every word out there is bad, and giving the adherents of the politically correct priesthood power to peck you on the top of the head politically or disappear you into their bureaucratic social worker system whenever they feel like it. They are defining everything as a thought crime. So we're going to be breaking that down today at the bottom of the hour. That's a very important article. I want to detail it more. But this is how you reduce the language. All over the nation, they're saying no more Halloween parties unless at colleges, unless it's an authorized list of costumes. And, of course, that list will get smaller and smaller. You can't have a Native American. You can't have a geisha girl. You can't have a guy in a sombrero. You can't have anything. You can't have taco parties or siestas or fiestas. You can't have a fiesta party because someone might be offended. And there's no free speech. They're just teaching you there's no free speech. Just like they told the churches in the 1950s, you still have your tax exemption under the First Amendment. Go get a 501c3 and you waive your rights and then become a government-run charity. It is not rhetoric to say we have state-run churches in this country. They officially are. I just want that to sink in. I mean, I'm looking at the headline here. Where the New York Times is reporting, quote, tech firms attack law allowing feds to read email without warrant. Notice how we go from 6-7 years ago that no one's reading anything without a warrant. You're a crazy five-headed kook, lunatic Alex Jones, if you say that. To, oh, the tech firms don't like the fact that all the emails go through the government servers first. And they have giant snooping arms inside their systems. And the tech firms have a strategy, the big ones. They're behind all this. They're spying more than the NSA. They are the NSA. Where they don't want to be sued, so they're acting like they're against all this. Yahoo and Google and Facebook and Apple. Meanwhile, Apple runs death camps, basically, in China with suicide nets, forced abortions, forced medical exam facilities, and you see video of the people at their factories. They literally look like zombies out of a horror movie. They take them, warehouse them for their organs, DNA test them, like the movie Coma from the 70s, and take you to a mobile execution van, kill you on the way to the airport to fly your organs into Japan, where every day people get off the planes from the West to get, quote, the freshest organs. The Chinese government promo brochure a few years ago we covered said, in the Chinese translation into English, we have the freshest organs. This is what Apple will do to you and your family. This is what all these trendy Google operations, all of it, when they have control and they have an authoritarian regime to work with, you are below the level of scum. You are to be sucked up and used. You are trash. You are seen as trash by people that believe they're gods. You take the words of Elliot Rodger, where he said, I'm a god, I'm going to kill you. How many hundreds of times have I told you that's the elite's attitude? He was a product of a rich, wealthy, elitist, disconnected system, and he was on psychotropic drugs that now is coming out since age 8. He was a total product of being a modern demon. Now critics blame shooting on white male Hollywood, and feminist groups are coming out saying this is why we need gun control. Yes, yes. Wouldn't it be pro-woman to arm women and teach women how to fight? Conservatives and libertarians teach their daughters how to fight, how to shoot guns. By the way, if you don't inhibit a woman being aggressive, they're vicious. My 9-year-old daughter, well, she's 10 now, just turned 10, can actually beat me up. I mean, I could beat her in a fight, obviously, but what I mean is when she's wrestling or punching me, it hurts. She's strong. I mean, I have to, when she's wrestling with me, I have to really put strength into it to control her. And she, you know, her and my 11-year-old son get in fights and wrestle, and he's big. And, you know, my dad's tickled my mother before, and she knocked him out with a boot. still to boot, hit him in the head with it. It was an unconscious, you know, flinch doing it. The whole point is that's feminism, to empower women to be strong because they're just part of the tribe. We want the whole tribe to be strong. Modern feminism is about isolating women, destroying women, turning them into sexual objects, and wives to the state. The state is now your...
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. The clip of Elliot Roger, the reported shooter of four people, including himself, stabber of three others. So six that he killed, half died by knives. We had several articles about that over the weekend at Infowars.com. But the controlled corporate press is basically saying it's all because of guns. Senator Blumenthal has reintroduced bills to restrict the Second Amendment following the California shooting. And then there's not a debate about how many psychotropic drugs was this guy on. I mean, I took one look at him and I said, I guarantee you that guy has been in the psychiatric system for most of his life. Well, it's in the Associated Press now since age 8, and they are saying that he was being treated for, quote, Asperger's with medication. We don't know what type. Well, we should do the investigation and have the headline. What drugs was Santa Barbara shooter on? Illness, not misogyny, made Elliot Rogers kill. Yeah, no kidding. And you're never going to stop crazy. You have more guns, and they'll have less chance to kill more people, and that's been happening. The total number of shootings is down 52% since 1992, Justice Department own numbers. But see, reality doesn't have a very good shot, does it, in an age of deception. To have a bunch of people grandstand up there and say, collectively, gun owners are to blame. Well, do you want to take the blame out there as a gun owner? How about as a knife owner? I bet even the people out there that don't like guns and don't own guns, they are a minority in this country, about 45%. I bet you've got knives and baseball bats and golf clubs I bet you've got a stainless steel vase that you could club somebody's brains out with, or a hammer. You could kill people easier with a hammer than with a butcher knife in a lot of cases. Now, I want to ask you right now, there are thousands of murders a year with baseball bats and hammers. Why have you not turned them in? You are to blame. This is madness. Not one more person can be allowed to die in this country by murder, by homicide, by the hands of another. And people are using cars to kill people by the hundreds on purpose. Ban all cars. They are using knives to kill people by the thousands. Ban them. Ban them now. How dare gun owners not turn their guns in with Sandy Hook and Aurora and now this? How dare you? We cannot wait one more day. This cannot happen one more time. That's what the media is putting out. And then all these victims' families who are being manipulated in their pain are crying on television, literally believing the propaganda that it's gun owners' fault that the psychiatric system had this guy hopped up on stuff that the inserts says will make you kill people. And yes, folks, I'm saying he was on drugs. They admit he was being treated with medication, but they won't say what, because they don't want the blame. Because every time this happens, it takes 2 weeks to a month, and then it comes out with Adam Lanza and Holmes and Kip Kinkle and Harris and Klebold that they were on multiple serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, and Adderall and Ritalin. You put people on speed. I have done methamphetamine two or three times in my life. I always say twice, but it was actually three times. I was thinking about it a few weeks ago. And I remember all three times, I felt completely crazy, completely aggressive, and walked around with my buddies. I was like a teenager for miles every day. And then day two would vomit everywhere and feel horrible for 2 days after. I'm like, how would anyone take this? And I've talked to people that are on Adderall and Ritalin. They say it's similar. I mean, they're putting kids on hardcore drugs, ladies and gentlemen. Hardcore. Hardcore. And of course, they're completely whacked out of their brains. Bathing in California, in the narcissistic sick culture, bathing in the fakeness, bathing in everyone acting like they don't care about anybody else and trying to pose and act snobby. I mean, I got to tell you, Central and Northern California are nice people. I like it. Southern California, L.A., you name it, is just a cesspit. And I'm honest about that. I know we got an affiliate that goes into L.A. I'm just not going to lie to you. And Santa Barbara, you name it. What a mess. And then we're to blame. All males are to blame, not just gun owners. Males are to blame. that some sick freak did this. This is the collectivism. This is the political correct tyranny that I'm going to talk about when we come back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Scottish John for InfoWars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at InfoWars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports, or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listening to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curve appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Central. 2 p.m. Central. Nightly news, 7 o'clock weeknights. And my voice is so shot, people would kill for a voice that sounds like this. And I would kill to not have my voice be like this. It gets a little old when a waiter comes over and you sound like a cross between Darth Vader and Clint Eastwood when you're ordering a drink or something. I got to go get my larynx looked at. Okay, there is so much to go over here, ladies and gentlemen. Elliot Rodger had an autism spectrum disorder. And if you know folks that have Asperger's, it's real. They're like robots. They're highly intelligent, but they are like robots, at least part of their personality. And when they shift into the robot phase, it's like you're not even talking to a person. And a lot of the shooters are Asperger's, with shoot 'em up games, which is now coming out. This guy was a video game head. They're trying to cover up which ones because it's a $30, $40 billion a year industry and growing, just the shoot 'em up games. Getting bigger than Hollywood itself, by the way. Under psychiatric care since age 8, quote, being given treatment. And again, the treatment for Asperger's is psychotropics, antipsychotics, the same type of drugs that they give people for things like what they call bipolar. See, so much of the public is acting like schizophrenics now and have personality disorders and borderline personality disorder, which you can give them labels. They're real. But more and more of the public is completely out of their mind. And that's done because the brain has been rewired from birth, sitting in front of a television. That's on record. The wireless pollution, the chemicals, the biologicals, the GMOs that cause all sorts of mental illness and genetic mutations in the brain of lab animals. This is all happening with us. It's not just pediatric cancers up 10,000%. It's not just diabetes up type 2, 3,000%. In Hispanics, it's more than that. They estimate by 2025, half the U.S. will have diabetes, type 1 or 2. By 2025, that's only like 10 years away now, 11 years away. And that something like 75% or 80% of Hispanics will have it. And no one asks, why is this happening to Hispanics? Well, if you're Hispanic and have a lot of native blood, indigenous blood, those populations didn't eat sugar, folks, in high amounts, processed sugar, and they certainly didn't drink processed alcohol. And that's why it's a genetic fact. We call me being discriminatory to state a fact that Indians, as they were known, back when folks thought this was India, 550-something years ago when they discovered the, quote, New World, that if you sold some whiskey to the Indians, a bunch of them would end up drinking themselves to death. Europeans, thousands of years of saving the grain they produced as alcohol through the winter, a completely alcoholic society. And all the studies are there that Europeans can drink more than anybody else. They got livers that can handle it because everybody died who couldn't. Just like Europeans can handle smallpox, because smallpox has been in the old world for at least 10,000 years. They can dig up the bodies and see it. It was never here until Christopher Columbus showed up 500 plus years ago. I'm not supposed to even have a scientific discussion here of fact and tell Hispanics how to not get their legs sawed off. I drive by the bus stops every day. In fact, I want to do a report on this and boil their faces, and I see the Hispanics with their legs chopped off, young and old. It's a genocide. And I want to go warn them, but Southern Poverty Law Center, CNN, would say I was racist. If I warned them that, hey, you can't drink alcohol and you can't drink aspartame, that's wood alcohol, it will kill you. And you certainly can't eat processed foods. It will hit you a lot harder. Europeans have had a much more horrible diet for a long time than pretty much anybody else. Europeans come from the Ice Age, ladies and gentlemen. And a totally different developmental cycle. But the BBC says, I can't even say the word girl or I will be arrested. And people won't believe that. Guys, type in BBC presenter arrested for using the word homosexual. I had Robin Page on 10 years ago when this happened. And then he got so threatened by police when he came on, he wouldn't come back on. Robin Page was at a rural affairs meeting, and he said, we deserve the same rights as rural communities as homosexuals and Muslims. And he was arrested and basically lost his job. One man and his dog, he would walk from pub to pub drinking beer and talking about cool rural areas all over the Britannic Isles. Well, the reason I mention that, and it's all going to tie together, is that political correctness now means you don't communicate on anything. You only repeat the provided message of the establishment. You only say what they say, and then you're politically safe, and you'll be secure in the fold with the niche you've been put in. This is called cult programming. And here is a great example today. Now, remember 2 weeks ago they said that you can't have fiesta parties at universities nationwide. If one person complains, they're banned. Well, if somebody complained about the Klan on campus, they shouldn't be able to stop them. Because, not that we like the Klan, but because we don't want to lose our rights, correct? The free expression, as real liberals. More freedom, not less. Because it's hurtful if somebody has a fiesta party. By the way, I was invited a few weeks ago to a pool party at a big condo. And guess what, folks? We happen to have a fiesta party with chicken and fajitas cooked on the grill. And people are drinking tequila margaritas. Do you know who was out there at the same pool party? There were middle-class Mexicans, because a ton of those folks have moved up here because Mexico's so dangerous. They were all wearing little sombreros on their heads. Is that a little party? And they were having a fiesta party, too, because they were racist.
So you were basically at a Klan rally.
We had the same idea to eat fajitas, and people were having margaritas because we were racist. It's not that we liked the food that culture, but these Mexicans, because we ended up partying with them some, they spoke pretty good English. You know, these guys and their senoritas, and we were all of us kind of had a party, and it was because we were racist. You know, killing a million Iraqis isn't racist in the Iraq War. Putting cancer viruses in vaccines, shooting black people up with syphilis, that's not racist. Aborting 52% of blacks in this country before they're born, that's not racist. What's racist? Is if somebody on a bunch of drugs and psychiatric care who's mentally ill goes out and shoots people because he was obsessed with girls, classic Asperger's, be obsessed with something, and then throw a fit if they can't control it. It's our fault, not just if you're white, if you're black, Hispanic, Asian. John, it's your fault. So do you want to take blame right now for the killings in California, John? Bam?
I might as well. I was at a pool party myself a couple of weeks ago, and there was a guy with a sombrero on, and the guy next to him said, "You better take that off."
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep. It's rampant. The conditioning is rampant.
Well, I want you to apologize right now because you're a male and you're white, doubly. Do you want to apologize for the deaths in California?
I just want to apologize for California. For being so plastic.
But, I mean, think about the mind control. This is done on purpose. This isn't political correctness out of control. Here's the headline. BBC mauled for ruling girl is offensive word. Member of Parliament leads growing outcry as political correct censorship expands. BBC cut the G word from a repeat of the Commonwealth Games documentary because the guy goes, "Oh, my gosh, I got beat by a girl." Everything is offensive. Fiesta parties. Government-run colleges say you will not be a geisha girl. You will not be a cowboy. No stereotypes. You will not be an Indian. You will be nothing. See, this is about them having the authority over everything. And now in Europe, passing laws where you're arrested if you use the word girl or homosexual. There's no law saying those are illegal words, but they put spies in London restaurants and in Sheffield restaurants. It's in the news. Look it up. Spying to hear if someone says a word that's wrong, and they arrest you. This is just training you that you're disappeared. You want to put 20% of children under the age of 17 down to age 2 on antipsychotics, psychotropics, and speed that brain damages them? That's fine. You want to engage in every obscenity out there and have breast cancer exploding everywhere with glyphosates in the entire water supply that literally on record they admit grows the tumor. There's no discussion of getting glyphosates out. It's just fine to cure. Not why are our women all dying. No, just see, because, well, you know, we'll have a race. We'll give some money to the cancer institutes and groups that are openly covering up the fact this is an engineered program. And we'll all just go along with the social engineering and feel good about ourselves. And again, they've said, how dare anyone own guns? They've had fathers come out repeating what the media is saying, the talking point of how dare you gun owners, you craven cowards. You caused all the death. You did it, the NRA, and you gun owners. When is this going to stop? We cannot have one more person die. Close quote. Remember, the father said that Sunday. And I feel sorry for him. But you know what? I didn't have anything to do with your son's death. And my guns protect me and my family, just like cars kill hundreds of thousands. I mean, we can't have one more death on the highways. It's so terrible. You craven car owners, we must ban them now. Not one more automobile death on the highways. I mean, it's obscene to blame gun owners for this. I'll tell you who it's not obscene to blame. It says on the inserts of the psychotropics and the amphetamine drugs they're giving our kids that it can make you go totally insane, have megalomania, murder people, you name it. And it's the California sick plastic culture and the pharmacological psychiatric system that kills your son more than anything. But at the end of the day, he was killed by a plastic mentally ill monster, Mr. Martinez. Not by Alex Jones. And again, at a very core level, I find it very offensive that this meme is being put out everywhere. That when something happens, it's our fault. And we've gotten to the point where you can't say the word girl. And whatever happens in England ends up happening here. And people say, it's asinine to say you can't dress up like a cowboy at the party, because that's against rural workers. Or it's asinine to say you can't dress up like a pirate or a geisha girl. Of course dressing up like a geisha girl isn't putting down Japanese. It's the fun of the party. How are you going to dress? Everyone knows that instinctively. So you say, oh, that's crazy. No, it's not crazy. It's authoritarianism. It's a cult takeover. I want to play a clip of who killed the people. The wind-up toy monster created by this sick, unhealthy, unnatural, modern pharmakia society. If you want to know where the blame lies, it lies with the Hollywood director parents and the system that gave them the fake moral authority to institutionalize their son from age 8 so that he was completely screwed up, and then the modern corrupt Hollywood culture behind it of death and people like Bill Maher saying, I want more death, more killings, more suicide. All these so-called liberals love death. All they talk about is death because they're a bunch of spoiled sicko brats at the end of a decadent cycle before our society collapses. Let's play this clip.
Well, now I will be a god compared to you. You will all be animals. You are animals, and I will slaughter you like animals. I'll be a god, exacting my retribution on all those who deserve it. And you do deserve it.
Notice that he's a god because he's going to have a gun, and he's going to go into a victim disarmament zone in California with a bunch of trendies who would never have a gun, and he's going to kill them because they're animals because they can't defend themselves. He's a god with that gun. Well, I'm not a god. I'm just a man. But I need guns to protect myself from out-of-control government, out-of-control institutions. Now, one of the TV end producers here, and graphics guys, Joe Jennings, who works here in the office, does a great job the last 4 or 5 months, one of our new hires. He heard me talking about what Luvox and Ritalin and Adderall, you know, both the Prozac-type drugs and the speeds do to kids. And he was just describing during the earlier break what it did to him. So I thought we'd let him give you some of his testimony since he was had the courage to come on air. Joe Jennings, fellow InfoWarrior, just briefly tell folks your experience with these drugs.
Well, I was diagnosed with ADHD at a young age in California. And, you know, I was just a very vibrant child.
Most mammals are. Most juvenile mammals jump around.
I was being a kid. So they prescribed Ritalin for me to help me focus in school and focus on my mental stability.
Because it will burn you out after about a month.
Yeah. As soon as they put it on, they put me on Ritalin. As soon as they put it on it, the my teachers in class go, call my parents up and go, there's something wrong with your child now. Before he was vibrant and social and on, now he's like a zombie who doesn't do anything. He just sits there in his own world. And my parents went, wait, there's something wrong with this. So
that's because they were extremists.
Yeah.
Why didn't they trust the state? I mean, that's what Obama and Kerry, they all just say, keep the faith. They even use that term. Why don't you want to worship the state, brother?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
You want to say it's your fault the people died in California? Are you a gun owner?
You know, I'm not a gun owner, but, you know, it probably was my fault because I let people get put on these Ritalin drugs and stuff like that. You know,
I guess in a way we are all guilty for this.
Yeah. We're okaying this. We're okaying numbing our children and completely taking their identity.
So what happened? Did you get off of it?
No, they prescribed me Dexedrine to bring me back up. So they put me on Ritalin, and then they put me on Dexedrine as a combo to level me out.
How was that?
Horrible. You know, I was still numb. It's just I had energy now. So after a while, we just completely...
Do you know what speed does of all types to fast-growing brain cells?
No, I don't.
It's not good. You know, they used to spray paint in the 60s and 70s, speed kills on the highway.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it was horrible. As a child, you know, I got put into counselors and all kinds of stuff. Oh, there's something wrong with him. There's something wrong with him. And, oh, well, let's just give him more medication. Let's just do that.
That's the plan. That's the system. And it's destroying our whole society. Will we turn back? No, because it's racist. We must do what the government says or we're racist.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
I talk to people in the system, social workers, cops, you name it, they know it's bad. This is a military operation, a globalist mind control operation against the population. They now admit that. They say the CIA domestically engages in psyops through the news against the American people They've been doing it since the 40s, but now they legalized it this year. It'd been illegal before. They said, oh, it's legal now to lie to you and run psyops against you. And the goal is to get the public on drugs, illegal and legal. And the big banks launder the money. Joe, how did it all end when they put you on multiple drugs when you were a child?
Well, finally, after, you know, years, I just couldn't, you know, my parents couldn't justify doing this to their child.
So they remembered that you were better before they put you into the soft kill grid?
Yes. And they said, you know, but...
You were all queued up to be completely destroyed, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they'd have you at your age today on 15 drugs.
Oh, yeah. They would have tried it all. I mean, Zolofts, they would have, whatever, just to alter my mood, because I was too energetic. I was too...
Racist.
Maybe I was.
Thought crime.
Yeah. I always questioned when I went to church. I always questioned.
Oh, just please don't do that. Now that's illegal. So how did it all end?
They finally took me off of them, and I just, you know, as I started becoming older, I didn't need it anymore. You know, my thought patterns were leveled out, I guess.
Well, that's why they want to get you when you're young, so they can screw you up as early as possible. But see, you were able, because of high intelligence, to get over it. Most people they do that to end up being institutionalized. And I saw a statistic a few years ago. You're four times more likely. The feds even admit this. People can pull this up. I don't remember the exact study, but it's there's been multiple studies that when you've been put on psychotropics or Luvox or, you know, the Adderall and stuff, you're four times more likely to end up on illegal drugs. It totally primes you to want pharmakia.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, what do drug dealers do? They start kids young.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in the high school, what most high school students would do back then?
Well, there's a huge black market now and people grinding up their Adderall and their Ritalin, people snorting it.
And that's what I hear, and I go, why would you do that?
Because they also smoke the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. That's hallucinogenic.
Yeah, well, the weird thing was, you know, Ritalin, when people say that they snort it and do it, and Ritalin worked reversal on me. It mellowed me out to a point, which was kind of weird. That's why they gave me the dexedrine to bring me back up. Now, when I hear about these kids doing Ritalin, I said, well, why would you do that? You're going to go to sleep. No. It's an upper for them.
Well, I mean, it does work on some people to settle them down, but what you don't want was the red dyes, the chemicals. What, just last week another study came out that it was the fertilizers doing it on kids in the fruits and vegetables. You were aware of that.
Yeah.
But more importantly, they admit that the chemicals and the bisphenol A, was affecting reproduction and was affecting mood.
Mm-hmm.
They're drugging us through the packaging on purpose. That's what the White House science czar said 40 years ago.
Yeah, but they forget about, you know, stuff that's genetic. And, you know, my brother, his child has supposedly ADHD, and he wants to put her on Adderall. And I said, no, do not do that. Don't. There's nothing wrong with her.
Did he get her off of it?
Yes. He finally got her.
We sacrifice our children on the altar of these screwed up schools. I'd rather my kid be an artist and not make any money and just be happy than be screwed up on a bunch of drugs. Joe, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate you telling the story. You turned into a great guy. I'm glad you got off of it. We all went through stuff when we were a kid. And you can always reverse it, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not too far down the line. Briefly, speaking of health, Survival Shield Nation Iodine is totally proprietary. It's how we fund our operation as well. InfoWarsLife.com. Look at this article from Newsmax quoting a bunch of scientific studies. Here's the headline. Pregnant women should take iodine supplement, documents show, massive increases in birth defects and problems because people are not getting iodine in North America. We have the best, InfoWarsLife.com, life-changing for me, weight loss, my glands, you name it, life-changing. What it's done, we've got it discounted right now, Survival Shield Nation Iodine, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.